Coast to Coast AM. I'm Art Bell, honored, and it is indeed my pleasure to be carrying you through the weekend. And what a night it's going to be. On my webcam tonight is a shot of me at 13 years old. 13 years of age, and I just started thinking about this a little bit tonight. I am going to repeat something about my hobby all my life since then. I mean, go look at that photograph. I was 13 then. I will be 60 years of age in June, so I just computed that I have been a continuously licensed ham radio operator since I was 13, or almost 47 years. I remember how I used to look up to old-timers when I was, when I was liking that picture there. And now I is one. So I've been around for a while. At any rate, to repeat what I did last night, and I know this is somewhat of a narrow cast. It's for a lot of you ham radio operators out there. And by the way, for a lot of you who would like to become ham radio operators, there is the American Radio Relay League, and you can contact them, and they will help you find a local club or something like that. It's the very same organization I'm about to chat about a little bit here in a way. There's been this giant advance in ham radio. And by the way, through the years, all the years, ham radio has led the way. Ham radio, you might want to know, ham operators were the first broadcasters down on the broadcast band. Did you know that? The very same AM broadcast band you're probably listening to right now. The hams were there first because the government thought it was worthless territory, you know, worthless bandwidth. But it wasn't, and we proved it, and when we proved it, they took it away. And now you have the AM radio band, and we have been cast into the shorter waves that they thought, again, were no good. But the hams, again, proved they were good, and that you could, in fact, honk around the world on the short waves. And then, of course, came the influx of shortwave broadcasters and everything else. So hams have always been first. And they're first again. There's something new under the sun. It's that simple. Big advance. It's a gigantic advance in single sideband communications. We used to have AM, like you're listening to on the AM band, and they decided, that was too wide. Still some do it, but they decided that was too wide and single sideband would be the way to go. And frankly, single sideband has always sort of sounded like Donald Duck. You've probably seen movies, you know? And they a lot of times will show ham operators in movies, and it sounds a little like Donald Duck, right? Single sideband. Well, guess what? It doesn't have to. It can actually sound good without taking up anywhere near the bandwidth of the old AM signals. Hams have found that it can sound really good. It's called ESSB. That's what it's called, ESSB. Better sideband, if you will. And indeed, to just the average ear, and I'll ask you all, you're about to get a demonstration, and you tell me which is easier to listen to. Which would be less fatiguing to listen to if you had to listen to it for a long time. Both of these demonstrations, just for clarity, are me, my voice, recorded by the same station who's located about 900 miles away from me in Salem, Oregon. Ben recorded this. The first is standard old-fashioned single sideband at 2.4 kilohertz. And frankly, it sounds a little tinny. A little Donald Duckish, right? But then the second one you're going to hear is this new ESSB, which, oh, granted, takes up a tiny bit more bandwidth. Not much, a little. But it sounds so much better. In fact, so much better it may induce some people to want to get into ham radio. Listen to the difference. Here's, again, this is recorded 900 miles away. My voice. Here it is, the way it usually is broadcast.
I think you get the idea, right? Tinny.
All right. Here now is the way it can sound.
Good evening. This is W6 Oscar Bravo Bravo, located in Brunk, Nevada, where it is a beautiful evening at about 65 degrees right now on a Saturday night. Absolutely wonderful, and I'm giving you a demonstration of what audio at 3.6 sounds like. So there you have it. From Pahrump, Nevada, I'm Art Bell, W6OBB.
There you have it. All right, so that's how it can sound that way or better. That was 900 miles away. So it's quite remarkable. It's exciting, and it has the whole ham community kind of jumping up and down, to be honest with you. In fact, it's such a big advance that already, as usual, hams developed it, but now the FCC just authorized the shortwave broadcasters, you know, like Radio Brazil or whatever, Radio Moscow, whatever. They're going to start using it now because it works so well. Plus, you know, the FCC in a recent ruling said that it would not regulate ham radio by bandwidth, so we hope it doesn't. I mean, what we want to happen here is nothing. Here's the bottom line. Ham radio is and has always been, and must always be, in my opinion, an experimental radio service. Hello out there! Experimental. And so this American Radio Relay League proposal to regulate by bandwidth is going to handcuff amateur radio operators. Come on, folks, we're experimental here. If you regulate us like you do broadcast stations or two-way services, then we can't experiment. It cuts off part of our ability to experiment. We don't want that. So well-intentioned as it may be, the American Radio Relay League, this proposal to the FCC to handcuff the hams by cutting off their bandwidth is crazy. Absolutely crazy. And I hope they think better of it and just don't even submit the proposal. That would be best of all. But if they do, I don't think the FCC is going to pass. They've already said they wouldn't do it. Anyway, anybody interested in knowing more about this? Here's one more thing, just before I leave it. In this proposal, it sort of forgets we're experimental. I mean, what if 2 or 3 years from now we come up with this really cool new voice digital mode, but it takes 4 kilohertz. Then we would have shot ourselves in the foot. So all we're asking for is no new law, no new regulation. Leave things as they are. Ham operators have always gone along just fine in the bands, and they're gentlemen. They'll find a way to do it here. And additionally, we're not talking about much more bandwidth, but just a little more bandwidth, right? Just a little more makes so much difference. And what you heard was recorded on a standard ICOM receiver, 3.6. And the difference between this and between this.
Good evening, this is W6 Oscar.
There you go. So that's the difference, and it's striking, and hopefully you can hear it on your AM or FM radios. One last thing for anybody wanting to know more about ESSB, the better way to do sideband, I would like you to go to a website. It's NU9N. That's Nancy, United 9, Nancy.com. Very easy. You can do it right now. NU9N. Nancy United 9 Nancy. NU9N. And when you get there, you'll see NU9AM and ESSB Hi-Fi Audio. And just click on MPEG-3, MP3, and it's a pull-down menu. And you can hear different examples of how much better sideband really can sound. So again, like so many things these days, all we're asking is that nothing happen. No new draconian rules or regulations or any of that be imposed. And so I hope the average person was able to bear with me through this, and I hope the hams out there who heard it get excited and give it a try. And again, if you want to and you want to learn more about what it takes, NU9N. Nancy United 9 Nancy.com is the place to go. We'll be right back.